This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
Isaac Rop.
You've been busted. You lost your qualifications as section leader 3 times.
Jason Sukanik.
You're lucky to be here. Your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'd like to bust your butt, but I can't. I got another problem here.
Primetime with Isaac and Souk. This sounds very serious. They are not.
I gotta give you your dream shot. I'm gonna send you up against the best. You two characters are going to...
Primetime on the Fan Sports Network, 105.1 and 1080.
You guys are number one.
The Fan.
All right, welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little... What is today, Thursday?
You are correct, sir.
And I mean that. It's cooled off, you know. I think the rain is supposed to come in tonight.
Yeah, tonight or tomorrow we're supposed to get rain for a couple of days.
Which is good. We need that.
Yes.
I think.
Turn off the sprinklers for a bit.
Right. Water bill goes down.
Yeah.
You can go play in the rain.
I saw a thing. I was watching the Mets Braves. Matt Olson, they flashed this. Matt Olson is playing in his 741st consecutive game. That is the longest active streak and the 13th highest in baseball history. He passed the great Dale Murphy today.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting. Like 741, you don't think much of, but he's approaching top 10 and still a little bit shy of 2,632.
So how far? So 2,632, is that Ripken?
2,632, yeah. Is
all right, so he's got a little ways to go.
He's got a little ways to go.
I mean,
and the only other one that is like modern day, Miguel Tejada from 2000 to 2007 played in a little over 1,100. Outside of that, it's all old stuff.
Who's number two?
Well, that would be that Lou Gehrig guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then Everett Scott. We got Steve Garvey in there. Like, you don't think about it. Steve Garvey in the 70s and the early 80s. He ran up 1,200.
Iron Man.
Iron Man Steve Garvey. And then you got like, Stan Musial, Eddie Yost, you know, Nellie Fox in the 50s.
All the greats.
Pete Rose. In fact, Olson, in just a few games, he'll pass Pete. Rose did 745.
Yeah, Pete's interesting because Charlie Hustle, you know, like he threw his body around a lot.
Yeah, and still, I mean, it's a good run.
Pretty good.
745 games.
Pretty good.
I don't know, just thought it was interesting when they flashed that up there on the screen. I had no idea. If you would have asked me who's the active leader in Major League Baseball, zero chance I'd come up with Matt Olson.
No, who'd you say? Who'd you guess?
I mean, it had to be someone that's been around. I mean, no one, like, everyone takes a day off.
Or they get hurt.
Or they get hurt. Yeah, I'm like, who's just played for a long time?
You know who I would guess? Paul Goldschmidt.
Oh, that's not bad. I could see that.
He seems like he's always in there.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
Arenado or somebody.
Yeah, Arenado just came to mind.
He's on the IL right now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Well, that would be the end of that.
Fail. The first baseman, Olsen's a first baseman.
Yeah, I find someone
that lends itself.
Yeah, lends itself. You're not out there diving around.
Yeah. I guess DHs don't count.
Would they not count?
I don't think so. Consecutive games played, would a DH count?
Well, I mean, why wouldn't it?
Well, I guess it would.
I'm going to look and see who's number two.
A little bit of an asterisk.
Behind.
I mean, you're really only playing half the games.
Yeah.
Your team's half of the inning.
I actually really want the answer to that question.
Whether the DH.
Are you on that?
Whether the DH counts. No, yeah. I was just looking at the.
Oh, well, I'll look it up then.
Yeah, you look it up.
Hey, it's Isaac. That's me.
Sada.
Big Sue Credibly.
Hey.
And Ryan Buckley's over here. He's all sad today.
And it makes me sad.
What's he all sad about?
No, he's not. I was just joking.
Ah.
Got a little UFC coming up. They got a big new TV deal.
Yeah, they did. Yikes.
We also have key quarterback battles, college football, coming up to discuss.
I'm still scrolling. I'm on the active list.
You're on the program.
I'm scrolling to try to find an active one.
Club tonight, we have Florida Man news and the internet's new favorite slur. So stick around for that.
That's exciting, man.
Yeah, we're going to do some slur talk.
Yeah, we need some slurs.
That'll be 6 to 7.
Looks like,
bleh, 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 is it Paul Goldschmidt?
Oh, damn it. Never mind. I lied. Because this is games played. They're not giving me consecutive. This is a weird stat for some reason to find, and I don't know why. You would think there would just be a nice little list.
DH does count as a player playing in a game for the purposes of consecutive games played streak.
Andrew McCutchen right now, the most games played of any current player, but not consecutively. Isn't that crazy? Andrew McCutchen's has played in more games than any player currently playing, and it's still nowhere near. It's not Cal Ripken, who played in that many games consecutively. He's played in 2,200 and some change in his career, and yet Cal played more than that in a row.
Yeah, they don't have that handy, do they?
No, they don't. It's kind of a weird. I got each team's, like.
I bet you Ichiro had a streak.
Ichiro was up there. Ichiro was like 30th on the list. The best I can find is they have for each team, and that was from February 5th. Like Carlos Delgado, 432. There's Cal. Aubrey Huffs is for the Rays, 398. So that's the best I can find so far.
Well, we've got another big juicy probe coming.
Love those probes.
Well, actually, it's already happened.
It's been going on seemingly forever, and it's probing something that doesn't even exist anymore.
What are you talking about?
You're talking about the Michigan thing.
No.
Oh.
No.
We have a new probe?
Yeah, I told you about this earlier in the show. I said the feds came out today.
That's right, the feds.
Yeah, so.
Because if you missed it early in the show, we found out today that the Michigan Connor Stallions thing, it hasn't been adjudicated yet.
Yeah, by the NCAA.
Yeah.
So they're going to announce that tomorrow. And it's going to be a nothing burger. Yes. Trust me. But, no, this is a new one. I'll just read this to you. Federal investigators from the U.S. Attorney's Office in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania have advanced their probe of point shaving and game fixing in college basketball, conducting interviews with players suspected of manipulating their performances for the benefit of gamblers who wagered on their games. The investigation covers multiple regions and teams, sources say, with a current focus on Southern schools.
Mm.
The probe is believed to be headed toward the indictment stage. There are going to be charges. It's going to be a national in scope. It is going to involve multiple players and programs, says a source with knowledge of the investigation.
So again, that sounds big and scary.
It sure does.
We literally had someone from the FBI, what was that, maybe 7, 8-ish years ago, that came out and said this exact same thing. Literally stood there and said, we know who you are. We know what you're doing. We're coming for you. Turn yourself in. And it was this big thing. It was going to change college sports forever. And like nothing happened. Bill Self was included in that. Nothing happened to him. Sean Miller. I think like one or two assistant coaches and maybe one head coach, like Chuck Person, lost his job. Like no one got caught up in any of that. No one did any jail time.
Yeah, I think KU sued and won.
And won?
Yeah, they did.
Remember that was the one that they had the kid ended up at Louisville. Oregon got caught up in that a little bit because they were paying that kid's dad. Like there was a bunch of that. Was it Ware? Was that Kevin Ware that got caught up in that? It was a kid that was going to go to Oregon.
He's the guy that snapped his leg.
I think it was the guy that snapped his leg. I think that might have been him. Like a bunch of schools got caught up in it and like nothing ever came of it. And the feds made it out like it was like, yeah, here it comes. Like we're taking this down. And so here we are with another scope. Like that sounds scary. Like maybe you should be worried about it. And yet we'll believe it when we see it. Although this one, unlike the other, this involves gambling. So one, it's probably easier to prove. And two, there's a little more at stake because the other one was violating a lot of like, it was like wire fraud, right? And it was more of a running afoul of the NCAA rules. Fixing games and costing gamblers and casinos money, that might be taken a little more seriously than that other crap.
So this probe is... It, you know the John Tate Porter case?
Yes.
He's the NBA player.
Mm-hmm.
That case trickles from down to college.
Okay.
Because they're saying that authorities are looking into links between the ring that has been charged in the Porter case and wagering on at least 9 college games across the last 2 seasons. They flagged unusual wagers on games involving at least 5 college teams. Those are New Orleans, Eastern Michigan, Mississippi Valley State, and Temple.
Let me state for the record that none of that matters to anyone. I mean, no offense. The only school anyone's ever heard of is Temple.
It's not clear whether the players from those institutions are under criminal investigation. Inquiries initiated by alerts from gambling compliance agencies may not always lead to findings of wrongdoing.
Mm. Remember we had Brandon Lang on all those years ago, and he said, if you want to find game fixes, he said, don't look at the Michigans or Notre Dames, look at the smaller places. You know, how easy would it be for you as a gambler to get, would you say Eastern Michigan? Was it Mississippi Valley State?
New Orleans, Temple.
How easy would it be? And the only reason anyone's getting caught is if you bet too much, right? If all of a sudden there's a $10,000 bet on a player's under at Mississippi Valley State, you might get someone's attention. But if you're betting $1,500, $500, it's almost, it's undiscoverable.
You're telling me someone locally couldn't get in the ear of someone who plays for Portland State and figure out something that matters of consequence in a game that you could use?
The probably. Only way you get caught is by being dumb. You either talk about it, you use your own name on the gambling profile, or you bet too much money. Right? Because they will figure it out. This is why I said, I think bringing the gambling stuff under state control, I think it's harder now to get away with it. Because this stuff, back in the olden days, if you were betting with a bookie or something, and there was no record of anything, versus now, if you're a sports book and you're running a state book, and this is how people get caught, and you know what is being bet on a team every single week. You have a computer tells you, hey, when this team plays, we do we get $25,000 to get bet on these little small whatever. Would someone tell me why there's $75,000 being bet on this?
Now there's a blip. Why is there a blip?
And then you look into it and you're like, wait, okay. And then it happens twice. And you're like, okay. And then you send it to the school, you send it to the feds, and you say, hey, someone needs to investigate this. You look at the account. And that's how you get caught. So this doesn't bother me that there's more investigations. I think if anything, you should feel encouraged that there's this many investigations. It means the system's working and you're catching people.
All right. Well, I'm guessing nothing comes of it, but maybe there will be an indictment or something, and it will be some player that you maybe have heard of.
If the point guard from Eastern Michigan does 6 months
it's going to have to be Temple.
Yeah, there you go.
That's our only chance. Unless there are other, well, they said Southern schools. Those are the only schools we know about so far. But
I mean, some of those schools, like Mississippi Valley State, would be a Southern school.
I know.
So yeah, if Auburn or Alabama or someone like that gets caught up into it, then we'll care. But no offense to any of those schools. Tulane would be a Southern school. Sorry, Tulane. You're not moving the needle on anyone. Enjoy your indictment.
All right, let's talk about quarterback battles next on 105.1 The Fan. Well, look here now. I've got a list of the top eight college football quarterback competitions for this fall.
Here now. Here now.
One has already been decided because
Alabama, right?
Ty Simpson has won the Alabama job.
Yep.
Although it probably wasn't much of a competition if he's already being named the starting quarterback.
Sure.
You know, I hope we elect to kick ass is what I hope we do.
And he was widely expected. And most of these do have a player that is expected to be the guy. I don't know how many of these are truly 50-50 battles. But, you know, sometimes you go into a season thinking it's one guy and the week one hits. Or a guy struggles in the first half, another guy comes in and plays well, and that's the guy moving forward.
Well, and the other thing, too, is you got to keep some of these guys happy because you want them to stay.
Yes.
So you say, oh, yeah, competition. Meanwhile, it's like, yeah, you got no shot, dude. We just want you to stay on the roster.
Yeah.
So Ty Simpson won the Alabama job, and he was the clear favorite. Ohio State, Lincoln Kindholz v. Julian Sayin.
Yep, and Sayin's the front runner, but there's been some whispers, and it's always hard in college because people don't get to watch a whole lot, so you just kind of got to go on kind of buzz, but
it's a little bit like the Dante Moore thing where he's overwhelmingly expected to be the guy, but
you never really know.
Yeah, there hasn't been a lot of positive vibes coming out of Ohio State, everything I've read. And then I think it was Durden Sprague maybe a week ago had someone on that covers the Buckeyes, and he was saying that they're basically giving the job to Sayin if he just grabs it, and he has not grabbed it so far. So
that's got to make you feel good if you're a Buckeye.
Yeah, it's a little nerve-wracking knowing
Texas coming to town.
Yeah, Texas is coming to town, and you are the favorite in that.
Yeah, whoever wins the job starts against the number one team in the country week one.
Yeah.
So Kindholz is a redshirt sophomore. He played in the Cotton Bowl a couple of years ago when Kyle McCord left, and then Sayin's a five-star hotshot. He was at Alabama, but then he left after Nick Saban left and transferred to Ohio State.
So just something to keep an eye on there. I mean, they feel obviously real good about Arch Manning, but Arch hasn't played a lot of football either. So Texas and Ohio State will be a new face at Ohio State, and it will be a new face despite what people tell you. Arch Manning has proven jack S in the world of college football, other than he beat the crap out of Mississippi State, like one of the worst teams in the SEC in the one game.
Michigan, Bryce Underwood, the hotshot freshman, against Mikey Keene.
And that is one where everyone seems to think that it is Underwood's job, and there is good buzz coming out of Michigan about
Bryce sounds Underwood. Like he looks good.
Yeah.
Mikey Keene's an old guy. He spent two seasons at Central Florida and two seasons at Fresno State. He's been pretty productive, and of course, Michigan's pass game is absolute garbage.
Yeah.
So Underwood's a freshman, guessing he'll win the job, but
And he was like the number one player, was supposed to go to LSU. And then Dave Portnoy and Larry Ellison's wife got together and gave the kid a couple $1 million and were like, hey, why don't you come to Michigan?
Do you know who Bryce Underwood's high school coach was?
I do not.
Connor Stallions.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
He coached him in high school.
I didn't know that.
But now he's at Michigan.
Underwood's like a good dude. He bought his school's janitor like a car.
High school?
Yeah. Yeah. I guess there was a janitor there that was just kind of like, you know, kind of a cool guy. And Underwood always talked to him and thought he was just a hardworking dude. And so when he got a bunch of the NIL money, he bought him like a Ford Explorer or something. It's kind of a cool video. He was like, dude,
Underwood come from money or is
no,
this he, NIL stuff?
NIL stuff. Yeah. I mean, Underwood got millions to go to play at Michigan. Despite, you know, pay for play, he got paid a lot.
Notre Dame, C.J. Carr versus Kenny Minchie, top college football quarterback battle.
And Carr's the young guy, right?
He is the grandson of former Michigan quarterback Lloyd Carr, Michigan coach Lloyd Carr.
Okay.
And I think Lloyd Carr actually played quarterback too, but I know him as the coach.
And yeah, Carr was a big-time recruit. I know that.
Yeah, he was 4-star. Minchie signed with Notre Dame a year earlier, was also a 4-star. Neither player threw a pass in 2024. And whoever wins the job will make his first start on the road at Miami.
Hmm. And, like, if you're Notre Dame, think about how far you went last year, and you did it with a quarterback that couldn't throw the ball. I mean, Riley Leonard moved around with his feet, but this is another one. Like, if you're Notre Dame, like, this should be an improvement. Like, your offense should get better. You've got a great class. You got an elite running back. Doorstep of a national title last year. And I know it's a freshman, but at least it's a freshman in theory that can throw the football. Although, be careful with that. I'm often surprised at how many, like, 4- and 5-star recruits that you see. They're like, oh, my God, this guy's the second coming. And then you watch him play, and you're like, he can't throw. It baffles me.
So you may be wondering where the guy went who came in for Riley Leonard in the championship game, or was that the semifinal game? I can't remember.
I thought it was the semifinal.
It was the Penn State game.
Yeah.
Yeah, so semifinal game. Steve Angeli, he transferred to Syracuse.
Oh.
He is taking the place of Kyle McCord.
Mm. So clearly he wasn't going to win that job.
Well, this says that a lot of people thought that he would be the starter this year.
And he bolted?
I don't know. It must not. Yeah, I mean,
He couldn't have felt very good. And look, this is kind of the ugly secret of college football. Coaches, they de-recruit their players. They just do.
Well, they upgrade.
Yeah, they upgrade. So they'll go to a kid and be like, hey, man, it's probably time for you to go find somewhere else to play. Like, it's not going to happen for you here.
They can't afford to just let guys take the hint and kind of like, oh, we just won't fix the glitch and ignore them. Like, they if they're not going to work, make it work with you, they need to bring the new guy in immediately.
Yeah.
So Tennessee has a pretty interesting quarterback battle. They've got Joey Aguilar, who transferred in from UCLA, ironically, because that's where Nico went.
Yeah.
George McIntyre, who was Nico's backup. Jake Merklinger. He was the backup there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have a hotshot 4-star recruit who was the number 4 player in the state of Tennessee, whose name is George McIntyre. All three are battling for the quarterback job at Tennessee.
Yeah, I saw something the other day that some Tennessee just on Twitter, and they were saying that it's no one has a great idea. I think it was Aguilar that they were saying maybe has a leg up, but they said that that's still very much up in the air, to the point where that may be one of those that gets settled in the first game or two. That just because someone ends up starting doesn't necessarily mean that he will be the guy. A lot of these, you will get the and or they'll both get a chance to play. Or if one guy struggles early, you're going to have a quick hook and let and see if the other guy can get a hot hand.
Now, here's one that I think is a really interesting quarterback battle. We're talking about the top college football quarterback battles this fall. And we go back to Colorado, where have Julian Lewis.
And that's the big USC flip, right?
5-star recruit. Yep.
Yeah, had been committed to Lincoln Riley.
Yep. And then he's going up against Caden Salter, who is a pretty good quarterback. He was at Liberty. He was the guy who was at Liberty when Oregon played him in the bowl game.
Okay. Great athlete.
And he transferred in. And, he's got good numbers and good battle there.
Oh. And they haven't
Do
said.
Do you believe?
No.
No, no.
We're not hearing anything.
I haven't paid much attention to that. It's funny how Colorado, for 2 years, was kind of one of the big stories. And with the exception of Dion's bladder cancer, can anyone tell me anything about Colorado? Like, anything at all?
Well, I just did.
Well, there you go. We got the quarterback. That's the first time I've heard of anything involving Colorado, minus Dion and his health issues. I mean, we hear about Shadur. Shadur Sanders is the most talked about Colorado Buffalo, and he's not even at Colorado anymore. It would be interesting to see, minus Hunter now and minus Shadur, what Colorado is. Like, is Colorado a contender? Because the Big 12 is wide open, right? There's not a Arizona State. I would obviously Arizona State would be the favorite. They're the highest ranked. BYU had to find a new quarterback, seemingly out of nowhere, with Retzlaff being heaved. Texas Tech spent a bunch of money. I've seen Utah be a sleeper team in a lot of people's picks, but if Colorado's any good, why not Colorado? And you just don't hear anything. You just hear nothing from that program. It's kind of gone underneath the radar a bit.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Although I think that quarterback battle's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
BYU, Bear Bachmeyer versus Treyson Borgett.
Yes.
And McKay Hillstead.
Well, again,
let me guess, all white guys.
Sounds like a bunch of Mormon names, too.
Yeah. The BYU had to up and leave due to some honor code challenges. So,
well, he got accused of sexual assault.
Yes, which turned out to be, no, nah, don't get me started on that. But
he was just doing it. You can't do it there. They don't let you do it.
No, no.
But those charges were dropped, so then it became a consensual thing. But even that not being allowed was what ended up screwing him up.
He's out of there. Where'd he go?
He's at Tulane.
Oh, okay.
And they said that he was going to be in a battle there, but it sounds like he will probably end up winning that job, even though getting dumped in early. And I believe the freshman, Bear Bachmeyer.
Bachmeyer!
Man, his name is Bear.
His brother played quarterback for Boise State, Hank Bachmeyer.
Hank.
It sounds like Bear and Hank. I think he is the leader in the clubhouse. They say he's got the...
he's got a quarterback name.
Yeah. The only thing that throws me, and I don't know, because he's just a freshman, but every time I see photos of him, he's wearing number 47. Look it up.
Really?
Yeah, if you look up Bear Bachmeyer, and I don't know if this is just a camp thing, because at BYU all the quarterbacks wear the green jerseys. He wears number 47, and it's a bit off-putting. When I first saw it, I just assumed it was like a, I don't know, this is like maybe they... for one practice, but every time I see him, he's wearing number 47. Wow. And if he wins that job and wears number 47, he's my new favorite. He's my new favorite player. I freaking love that.
And the last quarterback battle we should tell you about here is very high profile. It's there at North Carolina, where Bill Belichick will have to make a decision between Brad Johnson's kid, Max Johnson, who I feel like we've heard about every year for the last 5 years, and he's done nothing.
Yes.
Last year, I think he got hurt. And Gio Lopez, who started at South Alabama in 2024 and was actually pretty good, pretty efficient quarterback.
Well, and Bill is the most talked about guy right now outside of Deion Sanders. And I know they've got a lot of primetime games. And I'm just intrigued. One, I don't know anything about what North Carolina is bringing back. North Carolina every year seems to be very mid, in a very mid conference. And I wonder if the Bill Belichick thing will actually draw any eyeballs. Do you think people are going to tune in to see the hoodie?
Well, they open week one. I think they play a standalone game. I think it's a primetime game against TCU.
Yeah.
I want to say it's a Sunday game, but I'm not sure about that.
Yeah, they do play TCU
is it,
to start.
Is it that Sunday or Monday night, maybe?
It is Monday, September 1st. Yeah,
yeah, 5 okay,
o'clock
so
prime time.
That's Labor Day, right?
Yes.
Yeah, be. So yes, people are going to tune into that because...
I wonder if that does a big number.
It's the holiday.
Remember, Deion got 7 million people to tune in for Colorado State.
I don't think it'll get 7 million.
I wonder what Bill gets for TCU North Carolina.
4.5?
I don't know.
3? That,
it's Labor Day. Labor Day should help, right? We're sitting around jonesing for some football?
I think so.
I don't know.
We'll circle back on that.
Yeah. The North Carolina is an intriguing story to me. One, I want to see what Bill does. It's two totally different games. Can Bill really make a difference in a sport where it really comes down to like who has the best roster? Like, and North Carolina, by all accounts, doesn't have a great roster. And the attention they get, I know. He's intriguing to me. I want to see what the hoodie has going on. Honestly, Alva Jordan, is it, what's her name? Brewster? What?
Hudson.
All that stuff has kind of died down. Someone got a hold of her and told her to shut up.
Yeah. Although Jordana Brewster, very hot.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's what you're thinking of. But yeah, Jordan, she got quiet. Yeah. You know, after that disastrous 60 Minutes interview.
Bill shut her down.
Yeah, dude. Bill put the kibosh on that.
Not talking about this.
Yeah, you haven't seen no Instagram posts, no red carpet appearances, nothing. She kind of went quiet.
Ladies and gentlemen, that right there is good old-fashioned college football talk.
And technically, we still have a quarterback battle at Oregon.
Yeah, I guess so.
They have not.
So it's Nova Sad, Moore, and who's the other guy? What's that guy's name?
It's really those two. Yes. It's Luke Moga's the Luke third, Moga. And then Akili Smith Jr.'s there as well. But it's really Novosad and Moore.
Novosad and Moore. And everyone and their mother thinks it's going to be Dante Moore, so watch it be Novosad. And I've already called it, when they release the depth chart, it will be and.
Or. And or.
And or. I'm guessing that Dan Lanning will not tell us who the quarterback is until they run out for the Montana State game, which don't ask me why we need Jet Age secrets against Montana State, but that's just my...
And then Dante Moore will probably play three series and put up 17 points, and then Novosad will go in, and then we'll go into week two, and he'll still tell us that it's Andor.
I have that sinking feeling.
All right, UFC coming to a TV near you.
Oh, yeah.
Next, here's Buck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, so Robert McIntyre finished with six straight birdies, Jace. You ever done that?
No, I have not.
It's a lot.
I don't think I've ever had a round where I've had more than three.
Have you ever had the turkey three in a row?
No. I've had one eagle, and I don't think I've ever had more than three birdies over an 18-hole period, and certainly have not had the turkey.
Imagine hitting 117 feet of putts.
A lot of putts.
In three straight holes.
I love that we're launching into hot. What's this dude's name again? Mac and Cheese?
Well, you said break it down next segment. I'm just trying to follow your wishes
what
here.
What is Mac and Cheese?
Well, he's Scottish.
He's Scottish. His name is Robert McIntyre, and he's a lefty. And he is 8-under. Wow. Par after round one of the BMW Championship.
How about that?
Outside of Baltimore, Maryland.
Instead of just saying where it's at, we have to say outside of Baltimore, Maryland.
Yeah, it's not like, okay. It's in like Cave Valley or something. Never heard of it.
No one wants to say Cave Valley. All
but
right,
Tommy Fleetwood is second. And I think a lot of people, even Americans, are rooting for Tommy to get the monkey off his back and win one. And Scotty Scheffler is third. Hmm. So who would you rather see win? Bobby, Tommy, or Scotty?
Is it possible that my answer is going to be, I don't care? Like, I wouldn't even know.
Not enjoying this golf talk with you. Buck, who would you like to see win? Scotty, Tommy, or Bobby?
Oh, the answer's Tommy. It's not close.
Yeah, we're already, I mean,
because he's never won.
By the way,
so you feel bad for Tommy Fleetwood and his $30 million of career earnings?
He's like the lovable loser. He's the Cubs right now. He's PGA Tour's
Well,
Cubs.
He's just such a nice guy. I think everyone does feel
Well, then
bad
wouldn't
for
you
him.
Want that to continue? Because the lovable loser, then it's no longer a fun story.
No,
because
I saw Robert McIntyre win the Scottish last year, which was really cool because he's a Scottish guy, won the Scottish Open. That was great. We've seen Scotty win a lot of times.
Yeah, chubby little guy.
Yeah, I remember that.
Little Scott.
Yeah.
So give me Fleetwood. That's what I want to see.
All right. Anything else you need to know about
the hot BMW championship that you didn't know you needed that report and the 1,000 whatever feet of putts.
There was 117 feet. Let's not get carried away. But three straight holes. That's three. He drained three long ones in a row. Yeah. You know, they're playing for $20 million.
Oh, in this tournament?
Well, this is the playoffs.
Yeah.
So this is the top 50.
So
and
next tournament.
Next week is
so
top
they're not
30.
Playing for $20 million.
Well, no, they are.
Not in this tournament.
They are. They're 20
not.
Guys are going home not after with, this tournament.
Not with $20 million here.
20 bros.
Nah, you lied.
And then next week.
Fake news.
They're at Eastlake.
Although the total purse for this tournament is $20 million.
Yeah, see?
Not to the winner, but.
I will say that that being the end of the year prize is pretty cool. It wasn't always this, but who was the guy? We had a guy on once from, who was it that Peter Jagerson brought back his tournament, and we had on the guy that won like the very first, and it was like a $9 million prize. You remember that?
That was Bill Haas.
Bill Haas.
Yeah. Asked him how they deposited the money to him, and he said, woke up the next morning, and it was sitting right there in his bank account.
Yeah, he said
$10 million.
Yeah, he said he called. He said he called the number on the back of his debit card. Hard to see to hear the things they told me he was going to deposit the money. And now that was fun. Waking up and being like, hey, check the old balance here.
Still kind of weird that Bill Haas won that. Like,
I know. He do pay us the money.
That was Queen, right? Patrick Queen?
Derek Queen, who I think is out for the season.
Is it? Yeah, Derek Queen.
Derek Queen.
Yeah. Patrick Queen, different sport.
All right. Now let's get to a real sport. UFC.
Speaking of people making money.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Dude, this was way bigger than I would have thought.
Well, and I was reading through, and they're saying that this is a ridiculous overpay on the part of Paramount, but it gives them what... They're desperate to be a premier, like, live sport partner, and they overpaid for this because it kind of... It announces their presence with authority.
Well, let's come back and talk about it. They are going to get a lot of eyeballs. Yes. It is a popular sport.
Yeah.
And so we'll tell you how much they paid for the rights to UFC fights. Mm-hmm. Coming up next on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, UFC has signed a huge deal, TV deal, with Paramount Plus, owned by CBS.
Yes. Well, they just finished that big merger too with Skynet.
Yeah. Somebody brought that up in the text line. Like, is this political too in a way? Because you know Trump's a big Dana White guy. Dana White's a big Trump guy.
Yeah, they're gonna do a thing on Trump's birthday. They're gonna do a UFC fight on the White House lawn.
Yeah.
I don't know, one of those things for Paramount. I mean, I could see, because some people were saying ESPN had about a $500 million a year right for the ESPN contract, and knew it was going to go up. People were thinking maybe in the 800, maybe 850, and they ended up paying $1.1 billion a year.
Yeah, 7 years, $7.7 billion.
So I've heard everything from,
wow,
this was Paramount saying, hey, thanks for the merger, wink, wink, nod, nod. Some people are just simply saying they overpaid because they wanted to make a big splash and they wanted to get this, and they want to be one of the premier live sports networks, and this certainly makes a splash. So whether, you know, either one of those things is the 100% reason why, or just, you know, media rights deals are getting more and more expensive. This is a huge deal for the UFC. It's a huge deal for Paramount. And if you're a fight fan, basically there's no more pay-per-view. All the UFC pay-per-views are gone.
Well, that's why I think it's so big for UFC.
Yes.
That's a huge deal.
So basically, if you bought every UFC pay-per-view, because they do one a month and they do the fight nights, which are available on ESPN. But if you wanted to watch all of the pay-per-views for UFC, I think they said it was about $1,200 to $1,300 a month, or $1,200 to $1,300 a year. And now with Paramount, it'll be $150.
Yeah, they're saying this will include 13 numbered events and 30 fight nights.
Yeah,
for $12.99 per month.
Yeah,
that's the ad free. You can do the ones with ads.
Yeah,
but ad free $13 a month. That is going to help UFC immensely.
Yes,
because their fans don't have to pick and choose which fights they want to watch.
No, no.
And it says that some will be simulcast on CBS. Mm-hmm. And UFC bros came out and they were like, look, the pay-per-view model's outdated. Nobody's really doing that anymore. They have approximately 100 million fans in the United States, UFC.
Yeah.
So this is, I don't know if it's a win for Paramount, but it's definitely a win for UFC.
Yes. And Paramount, if you wanted to make a splash and get eyeballs, this does it. You overpaid a couple hundred million bucks. I don't know how big a deal that is to Paramount's bottom line, but I just think it's interesting that Paramount with the Colbert thing made a big deal about costs, and then you gave the South Park guys $1 billion, and then you just gave the UFC over $1 billion a year. So clearly they're not hurting that much. And
well, they always say it's about money. Yeah, it's never. I mean, it is sometimes, but at the same time, there's always money to be had for the right thing.
And someone's saying there's no way in hell it stays that price. No way in hell. Look, and maybe that changes. Paramount did say that it is not going to change. They said this is the price, and you know, maybe.
What do you mean? The $12.99.
The $12.99.
Yeah,
we'll see. But
that's
true. They did say that there will not be an extra subscription. If you have Paramount Plus, you will watch every UFC fight and fight night on it. Now, will they raise that $12.99 to $15.99? Maybe, but this is not going to be where. You know, you know, like you have DirecTV, but you have to have the Reds, or not the Red Zone, but what's the Red Zone package?
Oh, you mean the Sunday ticket.
Sunday ticket. Why couldn't I think of that?
Yeah. Well, the MLS did this, didn't they?
Yeah, MLS.
Because they went on to Apple. And you already, I already have Apple, but yet I still have to pay more to get their games.
And it was a really great deal. It was something like $13.99 to get every game for the season, and still it was too high of a barrier for entry for people. People didn't sign up for it.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, but if you already have Apple and they're on there, that's a different story. See, I just think sometimes it's like the Blazers mm-hmm. and some sports franchises are finally realizing that their business, even though they don't make as much money up front with some of these TV deals, their business is so much better off if you just go where people are.
Yes.
It may cost you in the short term, but in the long term, you gain so many more fans. They buy your merch. They go to your games. And in the end, you can maybe sign a bigger TV deal down the road. Just be available.
Yeah.
And that's what UFC is doing here, as long as they don't, you know, like you say, add another
jack it up
fee.
But even if, let's say,
but this is way better than pay-per-view.
Oh, again, you go from $1,300+ a year to watch every pay-per-view to 100. Would you say 150? Paramount Plus? What's it's 150 a year or whatever it is. You know,
$13 a month.
I mean, you're paying a tenth, and you're getting everything. And so even if they raised it to $15 a month, you're still coming out insanely ahead on this. This right now is the best deal, whether NBA, NFL, and I'm not putting the UFC as one of the big four, but if you were to say a key sports group, soccer, hockey, football, baseball, whatever, this is to see everything that a league has, this is the best value in sports. And hopefully now you start funneling this to the fighters. Because that's the crappy part, is the UFC pays their fighters crap. And they don't unionize, and it's a whole thing. And these guys, dude, they're getting the living bejesus kicked out of them. And I would hope that this increases fighter pay and that the fighters end up getting taken care of, because this is a massive haul.
Who's getting all that money? Is Dana just getting rich?
Oh, Dana's so rich.
But who else is like?
Well, it's
all profiting.
Yeah, well, it's a parent company. It's the same people that bought the WWE and all that. I forget the name of the company, but someone bought the UFC, and Dana White is a part owner. But yeah, they're all just
getting.
Yeah, Dana White was in on the ground floor, and whatever you think of him, dude, that dude has taken this sport and he's grown it. And one of the reasons the UFC is so much more popular than boxing, there's one entity, he makes the fights, and you don't get to hide from it. And boxing could take a lesson from this. Boxing is, I'm not going to say it's irrelevant, but the UFC has lapped boxing. And one of the big reasons is when you want to watch a UFC fight, you are going to see the best of the best. They have to face each other.
Well, he's an entertainment guy.
There's Dana White. Fight or series of fights every weekend, and there's a big one every month. And you can never say that for boxing.
Yeah, he's just structured it correctly.
Yes.
For its fans.
Yeah.
But it does, I mean, we don't need to get into this now, but it does seem like they're kind of ripping their fighters off.
It's bad.
Like, that's...
Yes.
I don't know why more is not made of that. Like, those guys are getting hosed.
Yeah, they do not get anywhere
near...
Most
of them.
Yes, most of them.
Not all of them.
If you're one of the handful of big fighters, but even that, like, when you see a Tyson Fury, or when you see, you know, one of the big stars, a Terrence Crawford, a Canelo Alvarez, some of these guys for these fights are making... you know, 30, 40, 50, 60 million a fight. And the biggest UFC fighters aren't touching that. Like, it's just the pay for UFC fighters is nowhere near what it is for boxing. And, you know, that's the only downside to it. But the fighter pay is so much better for boxing, but the actual sport and the way it's run, MMA, and essentially when we say MMA, where it's UFC is the company of record, they run it so much better than boxing. It's ridiculous. And in some ways, it's made boxing, with the exception of a handful of fighters, it's made it irrelevant.
If they get a bad back, they die.
All right. We have numbers on the Taylor Swift appearance on New Heights.
And can I say, I thought Taylor Swift was delightful in some of the clips that I saw.
I haven't seen anything from it.
Well, I didn't watch it, but I saw some of the clips, and I just thought she understood the assignment about how sports bros think
she's great.
Ridiculous. She seems wonderful.
Tay-Tay's great.
Yes.
We'll get to that. And a Florida man story, you will have to power rank the best to worst items that this man had on in his arrest. We will have that for you next in the club on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.